Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The Democratic Party kicks off its quadrennial convention today. Certainly, we'll be seeing pro-abortion advocates and politicians appearing during prime time all this week. But the pro-abortion advocacy that will be on display isn't just confined to this week. It's a year-round position of the party. Indeed, the party has long forgotten its roots and is entirely beholden to the billion-dollar abortion industry and is willing to do its deadly bidding at every turn. Witness the fact that Nancy Keenan, president of NARAL, was appointed to the Democratic Platform Committee. As I tweeted at the time, their radical pro-abortion position won't be changing anytime soon. Other members of the committee, chaired by pro-abortion former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland, make up a who's who of the most vocal abortion advocates in the country. In 2008, the Democratic Party adopted a platform which stated in part that the party strongly and unequivocally supports Roe v. Wade, and we oppose any and all efforts to weaken or undermine that right. Gone were any former references of the party's desire to see abortion as rare. In fact, so pro-abortion was that 2008 platform that it felt the need to go out of its way to state that the party also strongly supports a woman's decision to have a child. Lest anyone think the party was entirely anti-child, though their policies tend to lend some credibility to the idea that the Democratic Party would rather halt childbirth unless every child is wanted and planned, and as long as there aren't too many of them. We can expect the platform approved at this year's convention to be as stridently pro-abortion, if not more so. The rhetoric about the so-called war on women has been so fiery that one can't help but expect the platform committee to adopt language demonizing any and all pro-life legislative efforts to protect unborn children and their mothers. But in doing so, the party is turning its back on a very significant number of its membership who aren't comfortable with unlimited abortion for any reason, which is what the party supports. Take, for example, the May 2012 Gallup poll, which found 34% of Democrats self-identified as pro-life. That poll found a majority of the country, 50%, self-identified as pro-life. And that's not the first time Gallup has found similar results. The Gallup poll in 2011 found that 44% of Democrats felt abortion should be illegal in all or most circumstances. At that time, 61% of the country felt abortion should be illegal in all or most cases. 44% of Democrats disagree with their party's extreme pro-abortion platform, and yet their beliefs are wholly ignored, in part because there's an added bonus to the party of the big money to be gained by continually supporting an industry that can contribute significant sums of money to Democratic election efforts. The Pro-Abortion Political Action Committee, Emily's List, has a budget that often exceeds $34 million. Time and again, the pro-abortion leadership in the Democratic Party demonstrates an allegiance with the extreme pro-abortion lobby and industry. The party continues to show that it is out of step with a large percentage of its own membership and out of step with the majority of the American people. Abortion polling continues to show America's pro-life majority growing and growing, and yet the Democratic Party remains completely wed to a policy of abortion for any reason at any time during pregnancy. Their extremist position on abortion helps to explain, in part, why candidates who support abortion fare poorly in election after election against their pro-life opponents. Americans are rejecting Roe v. Wade's extreme policy, and they are rejecting the pro-abortion leadership of the Democratic Party. Perhaps one day, the party will escape from the abortion industry's shackles and embrace life. Until that day, however, pro-life Democrats will be forced into silence and submission at the hands of the most extreme abortion advocates in the country.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.